8:41, a couple of minutes early. Good morning. It's the morning reboot. We're very glad you decided to start your morning here with us on Q105. Eric, Floyd, we have a very, very busy show. Hot Dad Clint from Twitter stopped by yesterday. No one said, hey, somebody did say, am I having deja vu? Because we replay things sometimes that happened the day before, later in the show, the next day, as like our second segment. We're going to do that again because I know not everybody listens to the podcast. I see how many people listen, and I hope to God that's not all the listeners we have. So we'll hear from Hot Dad Clint, which we did yesterday, shortly after 6 o'clock. 5-second rule, because Ashley's going to be here after 7. Throwback Thursday to 2011, the very first year of Game of Thrones. And some topics we didn't get to yesterday, we'll do in the 8 o'clock hour. Worst place for handicap space violators, and revealing to your kids, they'll be older siblings, in a Game of Thrones spelling bee. 542, the number, call us, let us, text us, let us know you're awake. Dina, Scott,
and Josh.
Hey, guys, I hope there's more than three people listening now. 419-240-1055 are brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig around 850. Your first national keyword of the day to text to win our $1,000 payoff. Let me start that again.
Oh, hey.
You like that? Oh, by the way, good morning. It's 543. It's Eric Chase and the one and only Milk Dud.
Hi. You know what? Hold on.
Hi.
Feel free to take off with it. I got called Milk Dud so many times yesterday. And yesterday I went to the market and I got my first ever, are you Floyd from the radio? Because I had those, I was like, why, yes. Yes, I am. Like, I just puffed out my chest buying my Hot Pockets. I was like, yes. Yes, I am.
I'm going to come back to that in 15 seconds.
Yes.
Do you like that intro song?
I do. It's not my favorite, but you know what my favorite is. So
which
it's
one?
The Muse one. That one gets me going.
That's Muse. There's another.
No, the that one. Oh, that one. That just riddles up my spine.
Those will always be in the rotation.
Yeah.
This one. Know what the name of the song is? Supermassive Black Hole.
Is it?
Yeah.
I got their new album and it's really good. I'm a secret Muse fan.
I like Muse. They give us good like intro music. But I spoke to a record friend of mine yesterday. Record industry friend. I'm like, did Muse get any extra spins today because of the black hole? I'm glad that took off a little bit. Did you see it a lot of places?
I did. In Google, it's their thing now. The black hole is the G.
And it got
Although
memed.
I think it should have been the O.
The O?
But
it got
memed. It made it the G, so it's goo.
You see any of the memes?
No, I haven't seen any
of
them.
There's some fun memes.
Okay.
544, good morning. Text the show. Let us know you're with us so far. 419-240-1055. Two things to get to quickly with you. So yesterday, I forget how we stumbled on this, and we're just playing along. We said that you look like Shirley from What's Happening.
What's Happening?
At least the high school version of you. That's somewhere hidden on social media from last week. And yesterday, we got into calling you a Milk Dud.
A Milk Dud, yeah. And then it just... it was Toledo viral because like people started posting it on my Facebook and I walked into work and so I was like, hey, Milk Dud. I go, oh, son of a mother. So I can be Floyd Milk Dud last name.
I hope when you and Sam are having an intimate moment,
no!
He leans over and goes,
Milk Dud.
Yes.
Gross.
What?
Also, I got Grizz calls me Forrest Whitaker all the time.
Your eyes are okay.
They are. Well, when I first started here and I was in promotions, he was like, anyone ever told you you look like Forrest Whitaker? And I go, the guy with the eye? He's like, yeah. And I just went like this. This is a visual, people. I'm going cross-eyed. I went, he's like, yeah. And I was like, I don't walk around like that. But I'll take it because he's talented and whatever. I'll take it. I'll take whatever celebrity you say I look like, I'll take it. I've gotten Kenan Thompson.
I could see the Forrest Whitaker thing just a little bit.
Yeah, but
your head is longer than his head is rounder.
His
yours is longer.
More Milk Dud-ish.
Yeah.
As my body's a Milk Dud, his head's a Milk Dud.
Yep. What happened? Where were you?
Okay,
where were you noticed?
So listen, I had an Eric Chase moment today.
Okay. That was the other thing I wanted to ask you.
So minus me waking up late, which wasn't that late.
That's not an Eric Chase thing.
I know. That's what I just said. Minus me waking up late. This wasn't an Eric Chase thing. However, I live in the Old West End. Very populated, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
It was very populated. I walk out my house, going down good old street named after me. I turn the corner, go to Bancroft or Collingwood. There's just five deer just trotting down Door Street.
Really?
By the new Wakanda Library. And I'm like, ooh, y'all are in the wrong area. Because, A, I know. There's, okay, listen. And I'm not trying to be racist because I'm black. No deer is trotting around a black people neighborhood.
You've never seen deer in the hood.
I've never seen deer in the hood.
It's boys in the hood. Not deer in the hood.
So I'm like trotting, and I'm like, because there's the Clark station across the street.
Yep.
And deer's tried to avoid, I'm not a deer expert, but in my experience of living over here off of airport, like the creek area, they avoid light. They don't like bright lights. And that Clark place is lit up, and the new Mott Branch library has all the lights up. So it's very bright, and they're just... there's five of them. They're gigantic. I'm like, where the hell are you guys coming from? Because I'm like thinking like, well, it can't be City Park. There's only like one tree there. Like I'm thinking like all the neighborhoods. There's no trees anywhere I live. And they like highly wooded areas.
Right.
And I'm like, so I thought about being later and just following the guys to see where they were going. And like, and also I was also thinking in my head, you guys might want to cross the street now because in 2 hours, the street is about to be very, 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 very busy. I know, but I'm like, where are they going? Where are they coming from?
What was the Eric Chase part of this? They don't like light?
You don't, you're deers. Oh. Like, you're like, where are they coming from?
Yeah.
Like, legit. I'm like, there's no highly dense wooded areas. Because I live, stretch it out. One, two, maybe four blocks from the art museum. Mm-hmm. There's no wooded areas over there. Maybe hang out back in the parking lot area where there's a few trees, but that's a highway, like right there.
Yeah.
Because it goes to the art museum, parking lot, a little strip of trees, and the highway. I don't know where they came from.
We got some hard deer in the area.
So on Door Street, city council people, mayor, you got to put a deer crossing sign because there was five of them.
If you would have told me, if I would have read a story this morning that there was, or if I would have looked up on TV and seen that there was an accident with a deer on Door, I would tell you that you're lying.
You're right. No, there's five, so there's one in five chances it might happen. However, I will say this. My favorite deer stories are when I see deer on one side, like a cluster of them or like a flock, whatever they're called. And then like I drive a little bit ways and there's a runner heading that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, you're about to be terrified in about 15 seconds, sir or ma'am. And it tickles me. I'm like, yeah, that's right. Get your fitness in. Hope you have good cardio because you're about to have a heart attack.
Oh, they'll be fine. I mean, they wreck cars.
I know, but I'm just saying, if I'm a runner not expecting a deer and there's like five right there, I'm going to be like,
they run from you. I don't think you can get real close to a deer.
You'll get startled though, if you weren't expecting it. I mean, I've gotten startled when a cat has jetted across my path. I'm like, let alone a deer standing there.
You're kind of a little baby.
I am a kind of little baby milk dud.
Where did you, what's this? By the, it's 5:50, good morning, the morning reboot, Eric Chase and Floyd 419-240-1055. Where were you noticed yesterday? Somebody said, are you?
Oh, I was on the market on the green. And so the long story, we'll wrap it up. I'll wrap it up. So I lost my ID. I went to the market on the green, paid my debit card the day before. He asked, could I see your ID? I said, yeah. That's when I noticed my ID was missing. So I came back and I was like, I'm here to get my stuff from the other day. And he looked at my ID. He's like, are you Floyd from the radio? And I go, yes. He goes, I listen to you guys every day. I didn't catch his name, but thank you for listening to us.
Thank you.
Yeah. So it was my first ever. I was like, oh, that's me. Well, they probably recognize the name because there's not many Floyds around the area. I've never met any other Floyd. In high school, there was another Floyd, but he was like 2-3 years old.
You're a very recognizable personality.
Not, I'm very like quiet when I'm by myself.
Well, me too.
But it was like, yeah, he was like, this is a weird question. I go, oh God, here we go. Because normally I get, are you Deja? Do you work at George's? Or my favorite one, do you dress up? Like what? And they're like, well, you know, because I love making them uncomfortable.
Right.
Like, do you?
It's
like-
hard enough for them to ask.
I love when they're like, do you dress up? I'm like what? Like, are you the Mud Hen guy? Are you the Rocket mascot? I'm like, what do you mean I dress up? And they're like, well, you know, do you put makeup on? I go, sometimes. Like, I'm just so not sure. They're like, well, are you Deja? And sometimes I like to go, I don't know what that is. And they go, oh. I'm like, I'm just kidding. It's me. I mean, there's no other big black drag queen in Toledo.
No.
Like, chubby.
And you're...
Because all the other black drag queens, they're skinny, and they can dance. They can do stuff I can't do. Like, we have one at Georgia's who can, like, do a headstand into a split, and I'm just like, I'll waddle from one side of the stage and give you lip sync choreography.
Do the other ones talk or like host like you do?
Mm-hmm. We have London hosts every Thursday, so it's me and her if we're talking about black drag queens, and then Sugar and I co-host on Fridays. On Fridays, yeah. I'll just snort it.
But
they're amazing entertainers. Like they do stuff that I'm like, oh,
You are an amazing entertainer.
I'm good at what I do, but like there's stuff that they do that I'm just like, my favorite word on the show. Damn. Like I was like, damn. It's so good.
I
love watching art in any way. So I'm just like, if you do something that I can't do out of the norm that like I can like imagine in my head, then I'm like, oh, that'd be cool if someone did it. And then you unleash it on me. I'm like your fan for life, so I'm like, that's awesome. That doesn't care who you are. Gay, straight, bi, on stage, on screen, America's Got Talent, American Idol, The Voice. That's why I like singing shows, because I can't hit belt those Whitney and Jason Aldean notes. It's just, talent is so good here in Toledo, no matter who you are. Like, even if you don't have talent in Toledo, you'll do something and someone will be like, dude, you're so talented.
You can dodge potholes without breaking rims.
That's talent.
I think you're more known than you know. Like I think if you went different places outside of your normal daily routine, mm-hmm. I think more people would know who you are than you think.
I agree with that, but like I hate talking about myself. It's so weird.
Tell me how great you are.
No. I hate that when someone says that to me. But like I always joke. I'm like, oh, keep going. But like I really don't like it. But I will say this: my hustle is very hard, and like everyone else's hustle is hard. But I'm just like, I push. Like I'm just like if someone's like, you want to do this show? I'm like, I will find some way to do a show. And they're like, well, what's your budget? I'm like, what you got? And they're like, so and so. And sometimes they're just like, but you know what? It's about the experience. And like I said to Dr. Andres yesterday, I've heard it before when you go to work and you actually does it, and it doesn't feel like work, mm-hmm. you love what you're doing. I was that person when everyone says that to me. I'm like, ugh.
The line is... love what you do, never work a day in your life.
And I'm just like, what are you talking about? But like, I feel it here, and I feel it on stage. Like, people are just like, your job is so fun. I'm like, is it a job? Because I'm just having fun. You know what I mean? Like, and like I know I have the clock in at George's, go downstairs, get ready. That whole prep time, it's just like a theater show. But I don't feel it's work. Like, I get this rush every time the overture starts, no matter where I am. And I'm just like, I get that little bit of stage fright. That just like it's like maybe like 5 minutes long, and then like it just goes away.
It's just
and I love that feeling.
It's like, just enough anxiety to fire up your adrenaline to perform,
and I love it. And like there's been some times where it hasn't happened. I'm just like, oh crap, it's going to be a crappy number. But other than that, I just love doing what I'm doing.
You're very fortunate. So, many people don't,
and I stumbled upon it. People always ask how I started drag. I'm like, got caught underage drinking at a bar. All my friends were 21, and they're like, either you get barred or you come do the open stage night. And I was like, oh, I can do the open stage night. And I was like, you know, overconfident pre-adult. I guess 20 is not a pre-adult, but like...
Young adult.
Here we go. Before legal age adult. And I was just like, oh, I can do this. And my first drag song was Britney Spears' Slave for You. I looked a hot mess. But I won.
To see pictures from that, I would...
I have some. I'll try to look them up.
I would eat a box of Milk Duds.
You...
to see those. 5:55, good morning. The morning reboot on Q105. You can, there's an extra podcast episode yesterday that was not on the air. Our friend Dr. Andrea hung out on Tuesday and we did some off-air stuff. So you're not imagining things. There's two podcasts from yesterday. If you want today's podcast episode, well, you have to wait for us to finish the show. We hope you catch us live. If you can't, and it's a lot to ask to hang with us for like 4 hours, that's a big ask, but get the podcast, the entire episode. And if you wait till after 10 o'clock, no songs, no commercials, just the content. About an hour and 45 minutes of total content every day. Text Eric to 419-240-1055. We will have hot dad Clint and his son Colin. We'll play that back in just a couple of minutes here at the Morning Reboot on Q105.
Q105. Isn't it delicate? Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yes.
Just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
And Floyd's papers. Perrysburg schools and city police are investigating what they are saying, are inappropriate comments on Twitter that targeted high school students. The posts have been since removed, and high school families were informed of this vile harassment, according to a statement released yesterday. First, our focus is on the students who are named or targeted, according to Superintendent Thomas Hostler. We want to rally around those students. An attack on any of them is an attack on all of us. More than 100 students, male and female, reported this Twitter account to teachers and administrators on Wednesday. Hostler said the creator of the account seemed to be the only one posting on the account. If a student, that account creator would receive due process in a school investigation, but the penalty could include suspension or expulsion. This is from I don't know if this Twitter account still exists. Mm-hmm. Perrysburg Girls Ranked. We're going to start releasing the first wave. 64 hottest girls at Perrysburg will be ranked worst to first. Personality, face, and body have all been accounted for, and a description for their ranking is also provided. If you didn't make that list, you're just fat and fried.
Mm.
So vile is a fitting word.
Yeah, it reminds me of the Burn Book from Mean Girls, but like, mm-hmm. That's somewhat too much time on their hands.
If it's a former student or a student from another district, police charges would still be possible. The superintendent said courts have recently given schools much more power. Hold on one second. Much more power in dealing with cyberbullying situations. If a kid creates it at home on a Saturday, can we do something about it? Courts have said yes. By Wednesday afternoon, all of the individual rankings had been removed, but some of the screenshots captured, including the following descriptions: she's a weirdo and has no pros. The Queen of Wales, who belongs in an aquarium rather than a high school. Passable with a lot of makeup, but still looks like a goblin.
What is wrong with people?
It's kids. Well, it's kids.
Yeah, but I hope whoever created this, you look back on this, if you do get away with this, and just... you're an idiot. Isn't that all that stuff traceable?
Well, there's that too. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure if they really wanted to dig in.
Foolish.
I hope they find this person. As much as kids are more open-minded and free-thinking than ever before, kids are still going to be nasty.
Still have that one or a few.
The Monroe County Library System is back on the road for the first time in a couple of decades. They have a bookmobile. Residents of Monroe County who live within a maximum of 12 miles away from any given branch of the library. That's where the bookmobile can come in and help them out. MCLS launched the bookmobile in 1949. It ran until 98. And since then, the county has been without one. Last year, the family of an employee who was killed in a car accident donated $100,000 to purchase a new one. Then library workers raised another $100,000. That bookmobile can carry 1,800 books. We have some similar things here mm-hmm. in our area as well. I think there's a book bike mm-hmm. for Lucas County Public Library.
And I don't know if they've thought about it. Maybe you can ask, I can't think of our friend's name right now. The head of the Toledo Lucas County.
Jason Kuchma?
Yeah. Weren't they working on like a delivery service?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I wouldn't be surprised to see our library book bike at the first art walk next Thursday. The Woodville Mall area has been empty, or actually been getting cleaned up for quite some time. Northwood will soon acquire the last piece of space for the 133-acre site. From there, it wants to build a new road into the property and a boulevard through the property with other utilities, infrastructure benefits to attract development. This is from a story from Bill Horman on 13ABC, and here's more.
This is something called the Enclave. It's just a concept right now, but the city of Northwood would like to take about $7 million and extend Williston Road into this development site, and then also with that money create a north-south boulevard. They think that would open this site up, make developers are really enticed by what they see here. Talking about this plan, this mixed-use plan, is the mayor. Here's what he told us.
The first part would be a retail component, certainly scaled down. We know malls aren't really in anymore, but there would be a portion that would be a 55 and over, a portion that would be a single-family houses. So we have a commercial portion of this property and then certainly different types of residential. Some people refer to it as like a life cycle property.
I have an idea. It's kind of half joking. A Fortnite stadium, like an esports venue.
Mm-hmm. The people, if you build it, they will floss.
The if you have a thought as to what should go there, there's a story up. That story is up on our Q105 Facebook page. Were you ever a Woodville mall goer?
I was just about to say, I have lived here since sixth grade. I don't think I ever went to the Woodville Mall.
Really?
Did they have a movie theater there? That's the only reason why I went to the mall as a kid.
By the time I got here, there was nothing left there.
Yeah, I don't ever think I... But no, I've never been. There, I'm going to say it.
It's no pun intended, prime real estate because of its accessibility from Woodville Road and 475. No, that's 275 over there.
Yeah, because it... Yeah.
You can jump right off. Mm-hmm. And I've... Like, the Navarre Road Avenue area is getting some things, but no Planet Fitness or a Target, but there's a Chipotle now. But that side of town, I do think, still lacks some things that people would like for shopping and eating.
Yeah. I was a Southwick person in a North Town.
Rip. That area should be developed, too.
That area, it's the desert of grass.
Yeah, and it has been for a while. Sam... Stefan, looking for coworkers. Job fair will be held Thursday from 4 to 7 at Robinson Junior High in the cafeteria for Cedar Point. Potential workers have to be 18. The school's on 1075 Horace Street.
I'm out to text him. I think I know the lady who's conducting that. Okay. Well, he does, I should say. I met
looking
her.
For, I guess, a summer job. Cedar Point opening day, I think, is exactly 1 month from today. Yes, it is. May 11th. So if you're looking for a job for the summer or beyond, there you go, Robinson Junior High. Last thing, I've always said, and people have contended, because most people only know where they are. They live in their little ecosystem.
Right.
I've said this is the least diverse place I've ever lived. And that's not a shot. It's simply an observation.
Mm-hmm.
We have black people, white people, some Asian people, and a couple of Hispanic people.
Yeah.
And there's 2,000 Jewish people here.
Mm.
And that's fine. It's just what we are. And there's now some data that backs up my observation. A Wallet Hub study analyzed five diversity categories for the 501 most populated cities in the U.S. And found Toledo is 351st. The study used U.S. Census data to analyze household, religious, socioeconomic, cultural, and economic diversity. The cities considered most diverse in the country were Houston, Jersey City, and, no surprise, New York. Mm. And the study aimed to demonstrate the changes going through America's demographics. This is a fascinating statistic. Projections show that the U.S. might not be a non-Hispanic white majority country by 2050. And I know that pisses off a lot of people who might wear a certain color. Based on the mid-sized cities. So if you want to see, I put this up on my personal Facebook page. It breaks it up into big, mid-sized, and then small cities. There's a lot of Ohio cities on this. There's a lot of Ohio places on the small cities. We're in mid-sized.
Okay.
But we're only 127 out of 143 for diversity in the mid-sized cities.
Just when you think you do.
You see what I see, right?
Because I do. I get
you
it.
You do a lot of traveling.
I do. Because I travel a lot.
You go to Columbus?
I go to Columbus, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and then Indiana, Illinois. So I'll actually be in Illinois next month. So, yeah, I do see the, like, we get in our own brain here, like, we're so diverse. And I'm like, I mean, we are in our right. With who we hang out in our community,
right,
in our little cliques. But you go to other cities, you're like, there's so much. It's culture shock. I still get it. I've been to Philadelphia, Lord knows how many times, Chicago, how many times. And even when I go to Columbus, I'm just like, wow, hello.
Hi there.
Right, exactly.
Hi there.
Culture shock to the max.
8:50 today, your first national keyword to try to win the $1,000 payoff. Is J-Lo's marriage going to happen? Did Alex Rodriguez cheat on her? We'll do that before 7. 6:55, good morning. It's the morning reboot. Hold on. We're professionals. 6:55, the morning reboot on Q105. I would change the name of that.
Oh, I never thought about that. But you can't, though. It's copyrighted. It's been on Broadway for like 7 years.
Yeah,
no, but yeah.
Finding Neverland is coming to the Stranahan?
Yeah, right after Les Mis. So like 2 weeks, because I think Les Mis extended their run this week.
We've now come to see that Neverland is a very icky place.
Well, HBO pulled it, and did you get that news?
No.
I'll bring it up, because I was reading about it.
Hit me now.
Well, they found out one of the accusers was lying about multiple things, but so HBO pulled it. It was supposed to run until September. HBO pulled it, and Oprah took her interviews off with the two accusers / victims off her YouTube and her Facebook. YouTube and her website. She took their interviews down.
So Michael Jackson was not an icky adult.
I mean, as a fan, there's still some things where I'm just like, oh, but like, it kind of just, when someone, you find out one is lying, it kind of diminishes the other person's character, even though they were found to be telling the truth on most stuff. It's one of those things like, oh, you don't know. So, but then there's like, a Jackson rebuttal. The Jackson family's doing a rebuttal investigation documentary. It's just, it's never going to go away. It's just one of those things in pop culture that we're just going to be like, eh. At this point, it's eh. You know what I mean? Because it's just like, oh, well, okay.
Do you know who Jose Canseco is? Does that name ring a bell?
I do know who that is. Is he the best baseball player?
Was.
Yeah, yeah. I do know that. I sported.
Wrote the first big book, releasing, you know, all the people who he believes did steroids in Major League Baseball and outed a lot of people. Talking about credibility, the same thing. He kind of like, I'm going to say, he's a criminal. And he's a criminal, he cheated. And a lot of times, how do you catch a criminal? You ask a criminal. And I think he threw a lot of names at the wall in this book that I read called Juiced in 2004. And he was one of my favorite players when I was a kid for the Oakland A's. And he got a lot of names right, apparently. And he might have, like, said a lot of libelous things about others.
Uh-huh.
He's speaking out again, and I think he's done some reality TV over the years. He's suggesting, he tweeted on March 10th, poor girl. She has no idea who he really is. In reference to Alex Rodriguez with his engagement to J-Lo.
He's bold. That's that power couple you don't touch. Like, you just like you don't talk about Beyonce and Jay-Z, the Obamas. You don't touch the J-Lo and the A-Rod because...
Not her. Like, she'll make you disappear.
Yeah, like, legit. Like, you don't... There are certain power couples you don't talk about, and people would just be like... He's just gone. You're just like, you know what I mean?
Alex Rodriguez is not the most, he doesn't have the glossiest character, but I believe she is helping him rehab his image, and he's got the right PR people.
And they genuinely like each other from what I see.
Oh, they are the quintessential definition of two vain people falling in love with one another. And that's totally fine.
Right.
Jose Canseco tweeted that Alex Rodriguez cheated on her with Canseco's ex. Jennifer Lopez finally spoke up. I mean, it doesn't matter. I know what the truth is. I know who Alex is. He knows who I am. We're just happy. We're not going to let like other people come out and tell us what our relationship is. I know what it is. You know, we love each other. We really do. We do have a lot of love, respect, and admiration for each other. And that's so nice. Also, I've never been with somebody who's let me be the full J-Lo and all of myself. And that makes me really happy. Again, speaking to the vanity of it all.
Did she legit say, be the full J-Lo?
Yeah.
Girl.
Canseco's ex-wife, those false accusations Jose are making are not true. I've known Alex for many years and haven't even seen him for over five. I certainly did not sleep with him. I'm friendly with both him and Jennifer. As for Jose, he can keep playing with his alien friends. Yes, he has some weird tinfoil hat stuff out there, so that's why it kind of undermines his credibility.
Narrator. Jose who?
One of my favorite players growing up. He went sideways. When Lori Loughlin's daughters, Olivia and Isabella, applied to college, the Full House star was determined they attend USC, according to a source telling People. Lori's used to getting what she wants, aren't most rich people and celebrities.
Oh, I'm Becky.
This is why she got in trouble in the first place. She got fixated on getting her girls into USC. For her, there was no other way. They needed to be at USC. It was very important for her to be able to say that her girls were there. Any parent... Any good parent wants the absolute best for their kids, but sometimes you lose sight of perspective and what's right and wrong and legal.
Yeah.
And you stumble here.
And here's the thing. Like, so, yeah, she fought for her daughters. But what's getting her in the butt is that there's been interviews because her daughter's like a YouTube blogger, fashionista, whatever. Saying how much she hates college and never wanted to go, and her mom made her go, and like they're using those documents in court.
She, and I'm sure this will come back and this is for Lori Loughlin. Like this is for her to say, oh, my daughter got into USC. Mm-hmm. To her friends.
Right.
It's a
Why didn't she take a plea deal? Like, everyone before her did.
There's another part of this with Hallmark Channel stuff. We'll do it later on in the show because Ashley's about to arrive. We've got fun stuff in the 7 o'clock hour. The 5-second rule, throwback Thursday back to 2011 after 7:30. I read something, and I don't know how factual this is or accurate, but this is just what I came across. She did not take the plea deal because she thought it was some kind of joke by the prosecutor. And it was just like a bargaining thing. So she said, no.
Girl.
That's how this works.
That is. Wait a minute. Right.
They offer you something.
Oh, wait. Oh.
And I guess she denied it so strenuously or laughed at it so much so that it might have, like, in that case, like, if you mock the prosecutor, well, good luck negotiating a better deal than that.
What's that thing Stephanie Tanner says on Full House? How rude. Mm. What an idiot. Poor thing.
7:02 with the morning reboot. Our friend Ashley will be here soon. It's Eric and Floyd. You can text the show 419-240-1055. And we are brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. The 5-second rule. A lot of games in the 7 o'clock hour. And we've got some prizes we got to get rid of before 10 today. If you leave the show, make sure you come back to us.
Q105.
Good morning. 7:14 on the morning reboot, just in time to maybe get a couple of seconds or a minute or so of the 5-second rule in. It's Eric, Chase, and Floyd. Just after 7:30, throwback Thursday, we're going to go back to 2011. 2011 for the first year of, and I do have some Game of Thrones things for you today.
Okay? Great, yay.
Ashley is here with us. Yeah, let me scroll back to a text that we received earlier this morning. What time did we get this text, Floyd?
It was like 1:52. 2 o'clock in the morning.
Bring tomato juice because going to be half wasted or hungover. Ashley joined us on Thursday.
You're welcome.
What was the impetus behind that text? Why?
Because I was still out. It was 2 a.m.
What? Why?
Because I'm crazy. I can't say no.
You're 34?
Yes.
You can't do this anymore.
No, I know.
Yes, you can.
I mean, I can. But no, I can't. I can do this like once a month now. I had this whole like, about like 4 months ago, I was like, wow, I'm getting old. Like, mama's got to be in bed by like midnight so I can be up by 6. Last night, I just didn't have it.
I remember my phone went off and I was just like, who is texting me? Like, rolled over. I was like, ooh, been there, girl.
Were you thinking she, when you saw it, did you see
it? I didn't look at the time until I woke up today. I thought it was still like 11 or noon. I was like, oh, she has enough time.
And 11 or noon. It was totally noon. It was totally noon.
I was like 11 or midnight. So I was like, oh, she'll be fine. And then I went to do my business this morning. And like, I scrolled through. I said, oh, pumpkin. Mm-hmm. That was only 4 hours ago.
Ashley, you can use what I used for last Thursday with opening day. The day got away from me.
Yeah.
Where were you?
So I was like a little all over the place.
And then I left.
Oh, Thursday. Yes.
No, last night.
Honey.
Oh.
Yeah. I was not like Floyd last Thursday. I was still coherent. I just like, I'm a talker. So then we went like to, someone was like leaving our company. So we had like a going away thing.
Where at?
BJ's Brew House, Bar House.
Oh, the new place.
Oh, look at you in tandem. Yes.
Toledo loves it. New bar grill because we don't have enough of those.
Yeah. So it was packed. Went there.
Yep.
Then we went down to like Reset. Okay. Played some video games with like my favorite boys and gays. And then
really?
I was like, he wasn't there. He was
in
bed.
I was sleeping.
Yeah. And then I just was like, you know what? I'll stop by my local place and see how it's going. And then just started conversations. Next thing you know,
it's like the mirror of a city. You got to make an appearance.
Yeah, well, like my favorite bartender's working, and like we have kids the same age. Like we had kids at the same time. So
I should drink on a Wednesday.
Yeah,
we could pick a day during the week to drink. I'm not opposed to going back to weekday drinking. I've missed it.
You still do kind of weekday drink, right?
No.
I think
I've seen you a few Thursdays out.
No, you've not on a Thursday.
Yes, I have. You're like, shh, don't tell Eric.
Whoa. When's the last time you saw me out on a Thursday?
3 weeks ago, a month ago?
Yeah, like it's a month. It's been a while.
I think there's been two or three times.
One month does not make it a new habit. Like, It takes 3 months to make it a new habit. No.
I think there's been two or three times where he's come in here and said, he said he drank a lot, and I was surprised you even made it in.
I'm more chipper in the morning when I'm drunk the day before.
Really?
Well, I didn't even drink a lot. I was just up so late that it became like, I'm exhausted, and now.
You don't look or smell hungover or drunk. You just look tired.
Yeah.
Sorry.
She got woken up by her mom today. That'll make anyone sober real quick.
Mom was like, Ashley, it's 6:30. Because she comes early on radio days. And I was like, what? But my alarm went off at 5:30. Things are normal. I hit snooze like 4 times, apparently. Then I hit stop.
Surprise!
Here we are. I like.
But you're
my
here.
Face on.
That's all that matters. Yeah. You're here.
I'm here.
Nothing that a little Big B on a Glendale and Burn can't fix.
Yeah. Not my usual.
I feel like I'm not the only person in America when I hear the word Glendale. I roll my eyes. I just did it.
Well, maybe it'll come up again when we get into the handicap
sure will.
Parking problems. Good morning.
I've had those.
7:19 with the morning reboot. We will get to Throwback Thursday. Go back to 8 years ago. 8 years ago, 2011, right after 7:30. 8:50 this morning. We'll give you your first shot at your national keyword to win the $1,000 payoff on Q105. To get the podcast of today's episode after 10, text Eric to 419-240-1055. Good morning. It's Eric and Floyd Milk Dud. I don't know. How did we come up? How did we come up with that nickname?
I said something about me being built like a milk dud, and you go, "Yeah, you are." And I go, "Wait, you're not supposed to agree."
Milk duds are what they call, you know, like lady lumps,
tiny boobs.
I got like 8.
No, like, man, she got some milk duds.
I've never said
heard
that.
That.
I've never heard
that you've
said I'm
it.
Chocolate and chewy.
Yeah.
I'm a milk dud. or Three Musketeers outfit with nougat.
Let me take a snack.
As you can tell, Ashley is here with us, either still drunk or hungover.
I'm not either.
Floyd's angry.
We
will get into Throwback Thursday. We're going to go back to 2011, the first year of Game of Thrones.
Yes. Ooh. Oh, is that why?
You're not. Where's your excitement for Game of Thrones? I've been watching all week.
I am excited, but I didn't know that's why we were doing Throwback.
Yes.
All I know is that you sent me those sheet lists, and I was like, Alexa, play 2011 pop hits. So I practiced.
You'll be
Wait,
fine.
Wait, she practiced?
Mm-hmm. You knew yesterday.
Music
right?
is my life.
want to have a stern, middle-aged mom, short hair, let me see your manager talk.
I'm full on Karen mode right now.
All right, you got 30 seconds. Go.
Dear UT, I enjoy that you are all-inclusive and have a drag show. Start inviting Toledo performers. That is all. XOXO, Deja D, Delatero. You can catch me Friday night instead of going to your UT show.
Do you know who puts these things on? Maybe I could find somebody and have a word with
no,
them.
No, I'm texting someone right now. I'm actually not as mad because I do like the host that they have. But, like, we have a melting pot of, like, talent here. Like,
yeah.
Invite myself, Sugar Vermont, Hershey Chocolate, Amber Stone, Brooke Lockhart, Willow Skyhart. I can keep going all the way down the list.
Hold on.
Justice Sinclair. Like, these are all entertainers around Toledo who are willing to represent our city.
Dr. Gaber, president, whatever her title is.
Put her in a wig, too. She's from Toledo. She can perform.
She's not from here. She's the
but
president.
She works there. She represents Toledo in some sort.
Dr. Gaber, Sharon, can I call you Sharon?
This is going to bite me in the butt in about 15 minutes.
Get your boy. Get local drag performers, not this Ann Arbor crap, which I'm sure they're very talented.
But not this year because I'm busy.
Oh.
You did not even say that.
I'm just kidding. I wanted to have a diva moment. But no, I really do. I love,
Thank
like,
you.
I do love, next. I do love, like, BG has a drag show. Toledo has, I do the show at Purdue University. I do it at Tiffany University. I love that, like, all these colleges are so inclusive. Like, when you think of college, you think of, like, so conservative, straight edge, forward, focus on the focus. But, like, you hear about keggers and, like, fraternity parties, but, like, there's legit fun, like, GSA, gay straight alliances and stuff. Like, it's cool. Like, I would love to just, I may just come and see. I would like to be invited, even if I can't do it. But I will still come.
I think you're right. I completely support you.
Yeah, if you're from the city.
Let's hit these songs from 2011. Throwback Thursday.
Oh, well, let's do a test one to make sure.
A test one.
Because we have
no
No, I'm going to see if it works, see if it's up all the way.
All right, here's a test one, and this is an easy one. So.
Oh, I got to count.
Yeah, this is a test one. Can you hear it? We're good?
Yeah, we're good.
All right, that's
one for the blue.
So that obviously doesn't count. Here we go. Ashley.
Adele, somewhere, something like that.
Yes!
Yes, someone like you. Good job.
Good point for Ashley right there. Next up. Isn't this in your Alexa playlist? Floyd?
This is Pink, Raise Your Glass.
Yeah.
Well, okay then. Throwback Thursday, the morning reboot on Q105. Next up.
My list was way more.
That song
hardcore.
Was like the song of the summer back in the day.
I also accept Last Friday Night.
Oh, Last Friday Night.
Next up, Ashley.
LMFAO, Party Rock Anthem.
Yeah. There's no sense of competition here. You guys are like working together. Floyd just high fived Ashley.
Because I can't count, like for me to have this
quick,
to
real.
Have this Throwback Thursday golf like handicap on me, I will celebrate in her victory of getting it within 2 seconds. Because without this handicap, there's no reason for her to be here.
She called you the N word before she came in here.
Nice, ugh, gross.
I was like, wait, I didn't know.
All right, next up.
Oh, this is too.
One, but there's a featured. I love this song. I love this.
Oh,
artist.
I know who this. I know the artist. I know you want me. This is Enrique Iglesias featuring Ludacris. Tonight, I'm blah blah you.
Tonight, yeah.
Tonight, blah blah you.
There's that song. That song. Since we're in the times we are, that song is not with consent. Because the chorus is tonight I'm blah blah you. Like, did she say yes? Did you even ask? Or did he? Because I'm not assuming your sexuality.
He told her, and she was like,
no. Maybe it happened before the song.
Remember what I told you, what happened to him? He got rid of his talent. All his talent was in his mole. And they cut it out, and like his mole was like, talent gone.
That's
what's going to happen.
There's certain songs that I wish we would be allowed to play the uncensored versions of, just because they're good, and we all know these words from everywhere. That's one of them that I would put on
it's
the
a
list.
Because isn't tonight I'm loving you?
Yeah,
there's
a big.
Love
we all know there's a big difference between love and the F word.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next up. This band has not aged well.
I'm addicted, wanna jump inside your love. It's Black Eyed Peas. I
wouldn't wanna have hit the table.
Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah.
Don't know the song.
Floyd, you can help her out.
No, because I don't know. It is.
Just Can't Get Enough. That band's not aged well, right?
No.
Like those songs.
No, and then like Fergie left and she's like, I'm going to go solo. And then she peed herself on stage and we were like, well, we don't like our pop stars peeing themselves.
And she did well solo.
No, she didn't.
Mm-mm.
People liked her stuff.
She had one decent album and then she came out with another one.
Oh, I didn't know she had more than one.
Yeah, people were just like, yeah, we can't do this.
And Fergalicious and Glamorous were before that.
Mm-hmm.
And what? I think they also got killed by everybody's grandmother liking I Got a Feeling.
True.
My mother just loves that song. Can you play the peas song?
She also did like the I feel like the pop star thing that's like will murder your next album. She released it like going through a divorce. So like her mind wasn't focused on promoting, but the company was kind of just like, you got to put this album out. So like all her videos were just like.
Did she marry the pretty white guy? Or did she
Josh
divorce
Duhamel.
The white guy?
Yeah, she was divorcing him when her second album was coming out. So her mindset wasn't there.
Last one. Oh, there's edited in. Like the intro. One of my favorites of this artist.
I know who it is.
Who is it?
Britney Spears.
She's so good. Floyd?
Till the World Ends. I do a really good Britney Spears impersonation.
Hit me.
What do you want? Baby, one more time?
No.
What do you want
me
to sing?
I would like to hear, because it's also, it's the breath that you're going for. I'd like to hear Lucky.
Lucky?
Oh. In my head, she went out with a knock, knock, knock on and die. It's time for my perfect smile.
Because, like, her voice trembles.
It's you they are with her. Is it she lucky? Oh, my God.
When Britney tells her story as the oldest living woman in the world at 112 years old, and we figure out how she stayed alive all these years, and she sings that, it'll sound like that.
I stayed alive because I shaved my head.
And then she was like, hey, y'all, I'm Britney Spears.
7:41 with the morning reboot. More to come.
Love with the shape of you.
7:53 with the morning reboot on Q105. It's Eric Chase and Floyd. Ashley is here with us. The other half of the Lori Loughlin news in just a second. You know, by tomorrow, I'm going to get sick of it. So in the meantime, I'm going to enjoy all these black hole memes because some of them
are funny. I like the one that looks like this.
Oh. The upside down okay.
Yeah. I forgot we're on radio. I'm like this. Yeah. Did you guys see it? Is no one responding to me?
I can see it and I didn't get it.
Good morning, Toledo and surrounding areas.
Because that's what you do when you're walking through. You're like, yeah. You try to get people to look at stupid stuff.
My mom and I were talking. I know you have something to bring up, but what are the surrounding areas? Like, I know they're like Sylvania, Perrysburg, Adrian, Monroe.
Wasion.
Because I was like, those are suburbs. She's like, but those are surrounding areas. And I go, so like Antwerp? Do we go way out there?
So I can tell you though, I can listen. Know. So because I drive to Columbus for work sometimes, I can listen to your show almost to Mansfield.
I said
about 20 minutes, 30 minutes south of
when I do shows in Lima, right before I hit Lima, it's like, and then it goes away when you hit Lima.
I was actually shocked because then I was like driving to West Toledo, which is like another bubble to me. That's basically might as well be Findlay sometimes. So I was driving to West Toledo and I was like, oh, look, this other station isn't coming in. That's so weird. I'm like right here, and it wasn't coming in.
West Toledo? Yeah, like a 10-minute drive compared to 45?
Swear to Virginia. Swear it was to not Virginia. Coming in.
Good old Virginia.
I was like, why is this staticky and sound like crap? I'll go back to 105.5.
What? So when you go to West Toledo, it's like going to Finley?
That got me. I was like.
Yeah, basically. It's just, I don't know. It's just not my thing.
She's still drunk.
Oh, that's weird.
I mean, it's fine.
That's like sick.
There's new things that popped up. Like, I've ordered Moe's Southwest Grill because I was so excited, through Uber Eats, and then I actually saw it yesterday. It has a drive-thru. I could just drive over there.
She's
going
to take her kids on a family vacation to West Toledo. Your child's going to be like, Mom, where are we at? Well, we're practically in Findlay, so... Enjoy the view. He's going to be like, but Mom,
I
can still
be in Detroit.
I can still see the downtown skyline. Yeah. Oh, babe. Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah. It's like Detroit.
You have good vision.
For me, that area is North Toledo or like anything around the Lexus. Like, if I get past the Lexus, I'm like, I am practically in
Detroit.
North Monroe.
North Monroe.
Yeah.
That means the East Side is practically Sandusky.
The best. I'm going to Port Clinton for the day.
So the Hallmark Channel is bringing back the Lori Loughlin show. What the hell is it called again?
Oh, the period piece show.
Faith of the Heart? I don't know. It'll return on Sunday, May 5th at 8 o'clock in what's being billed as a two-night event. A new episode will air Monday, May 6th as well, and the show will return to its normal slot Sunday. The remaining season 6 installments have been re-edited in such a manner that removes any appearances by Lori Loughlin. Removing Loughlin from the majority of the season is a highly unusual move, and it required some highly creative editing as well as some minor reshoots. As a result, one fewer episode will be offered this season, so viewers will get 6 episodes instead of 7.
And she was billed as the main character on that show because she's the mayor of the town.
How do you do that? That's
she's so in every scene. You know what I mean? Like,
so weird.
That's like some like Marvel CGI level editing.
But here's the best part. Look at the little screen. There it is. Logo.
What?
I'll explain later. Sorry. And she was executive producer. Like, they just oust her.
They wanted to.
I'm flabbergasted with the like the fact, it's like she thinks she did nothing wrong, or she legit thinks like there's nothing that's going to happen to her.
I think she, it's like that teenage, she thinks it's a game until someone puts
but
her.
But she's an adult woman.
She is.
Like
but
if her daughter thought it was a game, that'd
but
be
she's rich, and rich people think they can buy their way out of stuff.
Delusion of illusion. Like, she's, like, you know what I mean? Like, look, she has money, and she's like, well, you're sentenced to 20 years in jail. Am I? That's me jingling chains like Scrooge McDuck.
I think at worst, she'll have a much smaller bank account when this is all said and done.
She's going to go to jail.
I just want her to have her R. Kelly moment with Gail.
I think she'll go to jail.
I want her to have her R. Kelly moment with Gail, be like, I didn't know what I was doing was so wrong. They out here hurt, not Becky.
Can we do that? Can we do give her a Gail King rather than prison time? Like, she doesn't need to be behind bars.
No, I mean, and it's horrible, like, because as a kid who, like, had to go through college and school his own way, but, like,
they have to make an example of someone. And she's the one that's not taking the plea deal. They're going
to
make an example.
And it's too
of
late
her.
To take the plea deal because yeah, the other people already.
It could come back.
They're adding charges to it.
Yeah. So well, she's going to have to take a plea deal on top of a plea deal.
Now they're like, talking like money laundering.
Well, so, it was because her money rose to the case of like a federal crime. It was more than Felicity Huffman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But because she turned down the plea deal, they added more charges.
Well, I think because the indignant way she went about it. She thought it was a joke or like a negotiating tactic. And like, no, this is serious. But she's not going to go to jail. Pay her way out of it. That's what rich people do. And I don't want her to go to jail. Like I said from the very get-go, establish a scholarship for people who can't afford to get into that school but want to go and deserve the education. That's what the punishment should be in some way.
And she got the money because like the donations were more than the tuition for the school.
Still right. Do it like but make the broad go to jail. Like make her learn how to braid hair.
She won't be going to Orange is the New Black jail. Like, that's not happening. Her jail will be nicer than your house.
Doubt it.
Anyway,
my house is cozy.
We gotta move on. Gail King is gonna anchor a Meghan and Harry plus one CBS News special marking the 1 year anniversary of the marriage of Meghan and Prince Harry, along with the birth of their first baby. It's gonna air on Friday, May 17th at 8 o'clock on CBS. It's an engaging look at the changes in the life of the American born Meghan Markle since marrying Harry and the arrival of their first child to be in line for the throne. The 1 hour special will go behind the headlines and the rumors. Viewers will hear from royal insiders and Meghan's friends to learn how the couple has adapted to their new lives together and how they have navigated the positive and negative aspects that come with being royal. So that's like your royalty, Gail, and their royalty.
Yeah, and also we should do a baby draft. Like we all come up with three like British names and see if we narrow it down. Because the royals are always named like
George,
Harry, Charles,
Sophie,
Henry. Nigel.
There's no Nigel.
There could be.
Nigel. No,
well,
like
Meghan Markle's
right?
Black. This is about to be Jamal, Prince of Wales. Yes! Upset the establishment of that name. They have named the prince baby Hakeem. Come on now. That would be amazing. Yeah. Like
I do hope some way that child comes out very dark-skinned.
No, she's mixed.
I know.
So
I know.
That baby's going to have beautiful complexion, yeah. Beautiful hair.
What if it has red hair?
Oh, have you ever seen a black ginger? They're hot. Blake Griffin. He's a basketball player. Mm-hmm.
You like him?
Yeah.
Does it have a penis? I like it. 8:01 with the morning. 8:01 with the morning reboot. We'll get back to Glendale in a couple of minutes because that could be the biggest source of this problem. Q105. You're one more foul comment away from not getting your microphone turned on. Be careful.
I've said nothing inappropriate.
It's 8:14. Good morning. The morning reboot on Q105. Around 8:50, your first national keyword of the day to win the $1,000 payoff. It's Eric and Floyd. Ashley is somewhat here with us. She is sobering up here with us after a long night. We wanted to get to this yesterday. We didn't have time. Floyd says the Walmart on Glendale. I could pick a lot of places. I remember
you
doing
it. Want to go? That would be one of them.
I remember doing a topic before about people. We asked people to call who parked in handicapped parking spaces who didn't belong there, and I was troubled with the amount of calls that we got of people admitting this. So I wanted to ask this another way: 419-240-1055. What is the? And Floyd, if you wouldn't mind.
I posted this on my Facebook page yesterday. So we got comments, and I just read one, and it made me giggle.
Okay, and I was going to ask you to pull up the Q. There's one on our Q105 page too. What parking lot here in our area? Your mic's going off. What parking lot in our area?
Did she just start giggling for no reason?
She blew her cheeks up like she was a blowfish. You're done. You're cut off.
I'm leaving. No, stay.
I'm not letting you drive anywhere. What parking lot in our area has the worst offenders of people who are parking in handicapped spaces who don't belong there? I can't think of any places that are overrun with these people, but I do remember one time specifically at the Kroger at Detroit and Glendale.
Okay, someone just said the Kroger on Monroe
totally
and Secor.
I was totally thinking that, but I'm like, who has the time to
There was a gentleman who was sitting in the vehicle, and he was in a handicapped parking space. I was like, okay, but I didn't see the tag, and he backed in.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see the tag on the mirror. So when I came out, he was still there, and I walked behind, and I was like, and he backed in because he did not have a handicapped plate either. That's some audacity be in the vehicle so people can see who the crappy human being is that did this.
No.
But what parking lot in our area is the worst for people who violate handicap spots? 419-240-1055.
On the Q text line, someone else said, Kroger and Jackman and Lasky, those people are notorious for doing it. So I was thinking like Walmart, or as my mom calls it, the Walmarts. But like...
The Myers.
The Myers.
Obviously, I guess those like big places like that will have the worst offenders because there's the most people.
This one kind of threw me for a loop. Not really, because like I think my Uber driver did it on Thursday when he came to pick me up. It's like literally any Uber driver at every location. They just find the first parking spot. And I know my Uber driver was parked at a handicap meter. So
I can rationalize that
because they're in and out, but they're not parking. But like sometimes Ubers do just sit there, right. So I think they're going more along the lines of that.
Well, hopefully they move. I mean, but if they're going to pick somebody up or to wait for them, I get it. Maybe that's most convenient for them and also for the person they're picking up, because you're going to be pretty ticked off if you've got to walk 100 yards for your Uber driver.
I have to read this because it made me get.
Let me give the number one more. 419-240-1055. The place where there are the worst handicap parking spot violators.
So this is a friend. He said, a girlfriend parked in a handicapped spot once at the campground we were going to. She quickly jumped in after I told her, you need to move the car. She quickly jumped into the pool, which was 3 foot deep, and she broke her leg.
Good.
Karma moved so fast. That's hilarious.
Good. Karma, always. The universe is watching. Let me ask you this. Does your mom have a handicapped tag?
She does.
Okay. I have seen people pull into these spots, reach into their glove box, and put the tag on. And I'm thinking,
no, she leaves hers up, and she,
like, what are you like selectively disabled? Like you only
no, so people do that because they don't want people to break in and take it.
Got it. Okay,
oh,
thank
people
you.
Do
my,
that?
Yeah, like my my grandparents put theirs away when they're not, and sometimes they won't park in the handicapped spots. Like if my grandma's not with my grandpa, he'll park in a normal spot and do the walk. If my grandma's, but he always puts it away.
A few years ago, I had a handicapped lanyard to put on my thing because my back was just jacked, and my doctor was like, here, take it. I never used it. I was like, I'll just walk. I need to walk anyway. Yeah. But I was probably like her. I just kept it in my glove compartment. I never had it hanging up.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to lie. There were times that place was busy, and I was
some guy walked into the post office and yelled at me. And he was like, you're in a handicapped spot. I was like, no, I am not. Let's go outside, bro. And he was like, you're in a handicapped spot. You're irresponsible. You're stupid. You're young. And I was like, what?
Some
I walked outside, and I was like, still not a handicapped spot.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know what you're talking
about.
But
young.
It was and beautiful. It was the first spot, and I was like, it's not handicapped because it's first.
On our Q105 Facebook page, an employee at a gas station in Monroe and Douglas parked in a handicapped spot and told me they no longer had handicapped parking when I brought it to her attention. The blue logo was still there.
Isn't it illegal?
I can't tell you about the handicapped parking, but I can tell you the people need to stop parking in the fire lane at the GameStop on Glendale.
OM goodness. Thank you.
All the places on
however,
that whole strip they park
in that there. Respect, can y'all move the parking lot a little closer to those buildings? Because it is as a repeat offender of parking in the fire lane, when let me tell you,
That's ridiculous.
It is so far.
No, it's not.
Okay.
No, it's not. I used to go to that Aldi, and people would, like, pull up sideways, park, and I'm like, no, those, like, weird diagonal-shaped lines are called a fire lane. They're not parking spots.
All those businesses are gone, so that fire lane is irrelevant.
Jody left another one on our Facebook. A lot of places only have a few spots marked as handicapped parking, and there are quite a few people who are using these spots that are not handicapped themselves. The only time they're supposed to be used is if the person the placard was issued to is in the car. A lot of people use the placard illegally. They trade the handicap thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So they will get their karmic broken legs as well.
I think we should.
Oh my God! Ashley just spun around in the chair in the middle of the conversation. See, you're drunk.
Not. I'm just bored. It was windy.
I am done with her today. She's like handicap parking. Squirrel.
I was like, ooh, it's so windy. The wind took me for a ride. That's
can't
all.
Go into work today.
You cannot.
Oh, stop. I am fine. You guys are ridiculous, first of all. I'm just happy.
Text Erica. Have her tune in, and she can decide whether or not you're drunk.
She knows I'm not. Everyone knows Lies. I'm not.
Liza Minnelli.
Hi, Q105. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sue.
Hi, Sue. What do you have for us this morning?
Well, I wanted to say that you're not supposed to drive with the handicap sticker in your vehicle.
I didn't know that. You mean hanging on from your rear view?
Yes, it says remove before driving vehicle. Oh. That's why people take it out of their glove box.
What's the reasoning behind that?
It blocks your view.
Yes, obstruction of view. You know what?
Okay, thanks for that, Sue. We appreciate it.
Yeah, because I have, like, the little Darth Vader thing on my dashboard. Mm-hmm. And when I used to go to school in Michigan, I got pulled over for it all the time. They're like, that obstructs your view. I'm like, it's like a one-inch figurine.
Yeah, I mean, I've been pulled over for the Christmas trees dangling from my rearview mirror, like, at least 7 times. I'm kidding. That's never happened. New car scent? Oh, sorry. That's totally in the way.
I can't. What? What is happening today? I don't know what's happening today.
Spin around again.
There she is.
Q105 traffic sponsored by...
All right, we are on the radio. You obviously know that, but I'm letting Ashley know because I'm not sure if she would...
Oh, my God, the drama.
8:35 with the morning reboot on Q105. I'd like to give away a pair of tickets to tomorrow night's Walleye game. Good luck to the Walleye. It's better for all of us if they win because we'd all like a long playoff run. I think it was now 3 years ago where they were in the Kelly Cup Finals and they lost to South Carolina. So hopefully they have a long playoff run. Here's how we can give you the tickets. 419-240-1055. Can you share with us a story of a baby reveal to the soon-to-be older sibling? This came up a couple of days ago, and I shared the story, and I've mentioned it before. When I was about, I don't know, I must have been like 7-some years old. Mm-hmm. My brother and I are 8.5 years apart, so I was 7 or so. My mom sat me down, and I remember like it was... Ashley spinning in her chair 8 minutes ago. My mom says, you know, when I'm pregnant, you're going to have a little brother. And I remember specifically asking, why didn't you ask me?
Right.
I was very indignant about it. And I probably hold some of that malice all these years later, although I love my brother.
Are you guys close?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't dislike him. We just have nothing in common. You would think, people would think you and I are related more than Paul and I are related.
We are related. We're Eskimo brothers.
Aren't we all here? 419-240-1055. If you've got a good story like that, you can give us a call. We'll hook you up with some Walleye tickets for the playoff game tomorrow night. Ashley, you have a drinking problem and a Tucker and a Parker.
Stop saying that.
Are you the only child?
No, I have a sister.
What did was Tucker too young to have a reaction for when you were pregnant with Parker?
For sure. He was like 3-ish. Mm-hmm. His, like, reaction was, I was like, you're getting out of my bed now because there's a new baby coming. And you're going to daycare. Welcome to real world.
Surprise.
Yeah, surprise.
And what was his response?
He cried a lot. It was fine.
Did he?
Yeah. I mean, he didn't know why it was happening, but I'm like, no, you have to sleep in your own bed. Mm-hmm. So I slept on a trundle, like, half of my pregnancy. underneath his bed.
What was he like when she arrived?
He was totally cool with it. Now they're like getting to that age where, so she's like me. She's like a boss little woman.
Drunk?
Mm-hmm. You have to stop saying that.
Sorry. A little tipsy on the nookus?
No. That, she does love her purple nookus. Mama.
That mommy milk
purple
is just
nookus.
Delicious.
Stop.
Is she like Robin Aaron in Game of Thrones sucking on that boobie still at like 9?
No, she didn't suck on the boobie ever. So no.
Tucker had all that.
He did for 3 weeks. And then I hated my life and I was like, goodbye.
Oh no. See, yeah. I think my sister and I are like Tucker and your daughter. I forgot her name for a second. Parker. Because I was young when my mom had my sister. Like, we're like the Irish twins, whatever, say, like, half the year, we're like this month apart, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But I remember I was told, like, one day, I inaudibly, my mom decoded it. I said, why is that here? Like, I was like, why is that here? And I remember fondly, I was like.
Yeah, fondly.
I remember saying this.
I don't think you know the definition of fondly.
No, I messed up. Whatever.
Hold on. Let's get this. We'll come back to that. Hi, who's this?
This is Nate.
Nate!
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 How's it going, everybody?
Our day is going like your Hawaiian shirt on Tuesday.
Oh, I love Hawaiian shirts. I don't think you guys even know that.
I think I do know that. Do you have a big sister, big brother kind of reveal?
I do, I do. I have 3 younger sisters in my life.
Okay.
They're all amazing, and I love them all to death. However, when my mom was pregnant with my youngest sister, Amelia, I prayed and I begged God to give me a little brother because I was tired of sisters. And my grandma and grandpa were over, and mom sat us all down, and she said, and I'm having a little girl. And I bawled my eyes out right there at the table. And I was like, no, I hate God. I hate him. And my grandma was like, you shouldn't say such things. It makes your mom feel bad. And I said, good.
Wait, somebody with good science here, help me out. Whose parts determine the sex? The father?
Yeah.
It's the father, yeah.
So blame your dad. It's not your mom's fault.
That's what they'll be like.
But
oh,
she just carried
makes,
it.
He only makes like, girls.
Nate, that was like the end of a sports game, Floyd. Like, you went from being tied up 2-2 to being down 3-1.
Right, exactly. It was over from there.
Shoot us. We'll get you the wall. Can you go to the game tomorrow night?
Yes, I can.
All right, shoot us a text, and we'll Floyd will get you back, get some information back, and we'll get you the tickets, all right?
Copy. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. I also forgot that it was National Sibling Day
yesterday,
so this also makes a lot of sense.
And then, like, back to my sister, like, when I asked, like, why is she here? Like, and I remember, like, being 5 and coming home, and I was like, we have to keep it?
Yeah.
Like, I was so, like, at 5, I was like, wait, she doesn't go away. And my mom, I remember my mom saying, well, if we get rid of her, we have to get rid of you. And I remember going, that's not how this works. Because I was just sassy. I was like, no, I had this whole house to myself for like 2 years. And now you're telling, a year. And then now you're telling me now that I get to have it to myself for another 2 years. And when we get older,
yeah,
I have to split it. How dare you?
Yep.
But now my sister's my best friend. I love her. But sometimes we talk about stories when I was mean to her.
Like
I was your
sister. What about when you killed your grandmother?
Oh!
You want me to dump that? I have time.
No, you're good. I don't care. my mom
he said, I have
just
time.
Fell over another hand in the laundry basket.
Laundry basket. it's another way that you and I are alike when we found out that we were going
to
be older siblings.
You are.
It's all good.
We were our reaction to finding out we were going to be older brothers was the little blonde girl in the back seat meme.
Well, I do. I just remember, and I remember in Arizona, she would make me like walk her to like the kid because I was in third grade when she was in kindergarten, and like we were living on an army base, and she would make me walk my sister to the bus stop, and I just remember the whole time like, well, you know, I wouldn't have to walk you to the bus stop if you weren't here. I could be walking with my friends, and I gotta walk you to the bus stop because you go to school earlier than me, and I gotta go back home and wait for the bus. Ugh. And she'd just be like, brother, I'm so happy. Yeah. I'm like, ugh, don't kill me with your kindness, you puddle of dookie. Well, as a
Parker's gonna like take Tucker out. Like, but Parker's going to be the one that, like, she's going to find out someone's picking on Tucker, and Parker's going to be like, give me his name.
Yeah, but
let me know, I will kill him.
I became that brother, though. Like, I became that. Like, I love my sister. Like, she's, like, I don't know what I would do without one. I'm happy I'm not the only kid. Like, I say this all the time. I even said it on Facebook. I feel bad when someone says they're the only child, because you never understand having a sibling until, like, your mom yells at you from the front seat saying, if you two don't shut the hell up, and you shoot your sister or brother a look, and you just give them that weird smile, like, and you just say in your head, like, you ain't gonna do nothing. Like, you get that sibling that thing.
What?
Right, yeah. Right. Like, that staring at my sister, I dare you to say something. She looks at me, I dare you to say something. Like, hey, let's say something together. She only has two hands, and if we run separate ways, she's stuck in the middle. That's right, Donna. We planned this out.
Who do you think put the laundry basket there?
It was Tiana. But I was the more rambunctious kid.
Floyd has made a request for the 5-second rule considering Ashley's blood alcohol level.
Oh.
So we'll do that next. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. You, Ashley, prep yourself for the 5-second rule here in a second, as requested by Floyd. Mm-hmm. First.
Keyword!
Your chance to win another $1,000 with the $1,000 payoff. Text the national keyword check to 95819. That's check, C-H-E-C-K, to 95819. We'll text you back confirming your entry data and message rates may apply. It's the $1,000 payoff on Q105. Floyd,
yes.
How about we do this? Since you have requested this, I will hand the list over to you, and you can give them to Ashley, okay?
Are you going to play too then?
No.
Yeah,
no,
you never play. No. You have to play.
Yeah. I made the list.
So.
Oh, this is fun.
Now, Ashley, you won't be able to hear the clock, which is fine.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, okay, there we go. By the way, if you'd like to get the entire episode of today's show, no songs, no commercials, the podcast will be posted after 10 o'clock. Right. Text the keyword ERIC to 419-240-1055.
Is that empty?
Text ERIC to our text number, and you'll get the podcast. Get subscribed if you want. There's an extra off-air podcast, off-air exclusive podcast yesterday. All right, Floyd, you say the thing, and I'll hit the buzzer here.
Ashley, name five famous.
No, 5-second rule.
Oh, I was reading five. I was so excited. Second. Get on it.
Your first time hosting.
Name three famous boats.
The schooner, Titanic, and the ship.
What's the ship? The little tugboat I would have took.
The ship. If you take the tugboat, you take the ship. They go hand in hand.
I don't know what those are.
This should be
you're out of luck.
Okay, I'm ready, Floyd.
Things that make kids sick.
Chocolate, candy, and bread pop.
Okay.
Chocolate candy are the same thing, Eric. You're being too nice.
Like sugary candy, peppermint.
He's so nice to me.
Here we go. All right. Locations in Game of
Thrones.
Whoa.
Okay, start over. Sorry.
Locations in Game of Thrones.
The wall, the city, and the desert place.
No. Absolutely not. No. The wall is one.
There is one called the wall?
The wall, yes.
Yeah. Fine.
Oh, this is right up your alley.
I'm so excited.
Blackstreet songs.
Oh, No Diggity. No Doubt.
No!
Play On, Play Out.
No! Play On, Play Out? I thought it was Play On, Play It.
Play On, Play
Out. Oh, is that what it says?
That was one song with three lyrics.
They have like, Don't Leave Me Girl,
Please,
Girlfriend.
Before I Let You Go.
Before I Let You Go, yeah.
All right, keep going. I'm enjoying myself.
Things people put in coffee.
Sugar, cream, and milk.
What were you going to say? Whiskey.
No.
Southern Comfort.
Things you stir your coffee with. Fingers. Next.
Things you'd find in a castle.
Princesses. Oh, this is servants.
I think she said servants.
She said princess servants.
It was really one long word.
That was scary. Did you hear it?
That's
I didn't like that one.
All right, we're gonna do one more.
Oh, I need a deep breath. Yeah.
Things people vote for.
President, student council, and favorite radio hosts. And you may be losing mine.
Maybe losing your vote.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Man. That made me cry.
I know, that was fun.
She said, business.
Just one
that
word.
That was scary.
That one does freak me out, too.
I think if you can gather yourself and... This is going to be...
I am just happy, and you keep saying I'm...
You're drunk on joy.
Yeah.
How about a Game of Thrones spelling bee?
I like it.
I was really hoping we were going to, I was going to throw more Game of Thrones things at you today, because you were like all angry that I started rewatching without you and blah.
Well, because I asked you to start watching it like a month and a half
ago.
When
have I ever said, hey, let's watch a show together?
You didn't ask me. I asked you.
I know.
I asked you to...
I know, but when have I ever said, hey, why don't we watch this together?
Mom and Dad are fighting.
Never.
If you need me to put up mirrors with you and I have a key, then you should also be my friend and watch TV shows with me.
Wow.
Throwing it out there.
Fair point, but that's just not in my ballpark.
She has a key?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice.
Which... Which reminds me.
Jingle them keys.
We need to
jingle them keys. Put them up real high. Make sure everybody sees.
One right. time.
We need to have a quick off-air discussion right now.
Okay.
If by some chance I ever do oversleep and I'm not here, come to my house, bang on the door.
Or call me.
Come to my house, bang on the door. The dogs will get me out.
Okay. Q105 Studios, sponsored by Nationwide Auto.
9:14, so you still have a couple of minutes to text the national keyword check to 95819. That's CHECK text. That's 95819. The $1,000 payoff on Q105. It's Eric and Floyd. Ashley is here with us physically.
Oh my God.
Metaphysically as well.
You're so dramatic.
Also, if you could join us, or if you'd like to join me, May 11th, mark that down on your calendar. If you would help me out in my mental health advocacy, or you'd like to be a part of the mental health community, or you have questions about resources, the NAMI Walk happens at UTMC May 11th. You can go to just Google NAMI Toledo. I believe it's NAMITOLEDO.org. But Google NAMI Toledo. We'd love to have you out there on May 11th. Root for some good weather, but rain or shine. May 11th, UTMC for the NAMI Walk, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. There is a deeply mentally ill person on Game of Thrones. Well, referenced quite often. Referenced regularly. In fact, his nickname referenced mental health and poor mental health. Who am I talking about, Ashley? Come on, I got nobody to talk Game of Thrones this week with. Floyd got his Real Housewives thing with Andrea the other day. Nothing...
What does it start with? I'll guess.
The second word is king.
Kinged?
King.
King?
King. Nothing. Not.
Canisius King.
The Mad King.
Oh, the Mad
crap.
King.
Crap. Yeah. I was totally not there.
Yeah, he's mad.
And he's a king.
That didn't work out well for anybody. It really didn't. Ashley, we'll do this. Floyd, you can... Please play as well.
Mm-hmm.
Game of Thrones spelling bee.
Okay.
Ashley, first, let me indulge me if you would. Mm-hmm. Who's your favorite Game of Thrones character?
Cersei.
Really?
Yeah.
How come?
Because she's
she's a psychopath.
Calculated and yeah.
Like, do you really want that Iron Throne? Do you realize everybody dies?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. And she also has sex with her brother a lot.
Yeah. That's weird.
And
he has a fake hand.
Yes, he does. That's got to make some positions awkward.
I feel like he should like wave it like a Miss America pageant.
Wrist, like PJ Masks.
Wrist, elbow,
I like PJ Masks.
Gecko and Catboy.
Gecko! Just for you, Dr. Andreas.
How do you think Dr. Andrea, not Andreas. Andreas.
I gave her a rap name.
An evil scientist.
Fine. She knew I was talking about.
Dr. Andreas.
Actually, whatever.
How do you think Game of Thrones is going to end?
Jon Snow.
As the king?
Yeah.
That seems to be too obvious.
No, I think that's
And almost happy. It's not going to be a happy ending.
No, but I think like something's like him and, what's her name, are going to get together.
His aunt?
Yeah. Realize they're related. She's going to at some point, like in the end, have like this dramatic death. And then he'll be like, oh, I loved you, but I had to kill you because something.
I'm finishing up season 7, rewatching it, and I was on episode 5 last night, and it's where Dany returns from the loot train explode and fire.
Okay.
On the dragon, and John is waiting on the cliff.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets real close, and he takes his glove off and strokes the dragon. her being a Targaryen should have realized that, like, no one but our blood can get this close to a dragon.
Yeah.
Perhaps I should not have sex with him.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we have perhaps these carnal urges. Hot people, doesn't matter if you're related.
I love Tyrion Lannister.
Tyrion.
Trying.
Whatever. Someone just texted that. I'm totally trying to steal their text messages. He's my favorite character, too.
Tyrion.
All right. Ashley, your first Game of Thrones spelling word is yes. Cersei.
C-E-R-S-A-I.
No. Floyd, would you like to try
Cersei?
Yes. Cersei. Cersei.
Cersei? You're going to give me Cersei?
Cersei.
No. It's the period. C-E-R. Cersei. C-C-I.
C-E-R-S-E-I.
Oh, so I had a vowel wrong. Yeah. I said A-I.
It's still wrong. It's still wrong.
Like 0.2 wrong.
next up, Ashley.
Yeah.
An easy one. Westeros.
W-E-S-T-R-O-S?
No. Floyd, would you like to try to steal Westeros?
W-S-T-E-R... O C E Rose.
W E S T E R O S.
Oh! Dump.
What? What?
Nothing.
Okay. Did I miss something?
Yeah. Yep.
Did you get it?
I got it in my ear.
Did I get though on that?
Oh.
Nothing.
Okay.
Did I miss something?
Yep.
We're good.
Also part of the trouble that got us to season 8 of Game of Thrones, mm-hmm. Ashley, Lyanna. Lyanna.
Oh, I like that name.
It's a very pretty name.
Multiple ways we can go with this. I'm going to go with the L-E-A-N-N-A.
I need the music. Maybe that'll help. No. Floyd, would you like to try to steal?
I'm going
to
go.
Please don't curse.
No. I don't cuss anyway. L-E-I-A-N-N-A?
Close. L-Y-A-N-N-A.
Oh, man. I keep overthinking it, thinking of the period. Like, how it's all the letters.
Actually, I'll come back to you here. Many people's favorite villain and waited a long time to watch him die. You just have to give me the first name. Peter Baelish, also known as Littlefinger.
Wait, I have to give you what?
His first name. Spell Peter. Oh.
P-E-I-D-E-R.
Would you like to try to steal, Floyd?
P-E-T-E-R?
No, close. P-E-T-Y-R.
See, okay. And then when I don't go for the period spelling, I'm way off.
Ashley, back to you.
This is hard.
I won't give you Varys, but Varys is a eunuch. Please spell eunuch.
U-N-I-C-H.
Would you like to try to go for the
steal? E-U-N-I-C-H.
No.
Eunuch?
Eunuch.
U-N-I... N Y C K
E U N U C H.
I'm over it. We have fan theories showing up on the Q text line for you. You want to talk? I can make it sound like mine.
Hold on. Ashley, people who are bitten by White Walkers, they are whites. Please spell whites.
W Y T S.
Floyd, you could probably spell whites.
No, I said W Y T S.
W H. Y-T-E-S.
I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly. W-I-G-H-T. Last one, Ashley.
So angry right now.
So difficult, so
like
wrong.
The priests and people of great religion and history, mm-hmm. teachers. Maester. Can you spell maester?
M-A-E-S-T-I-R. I'm just throwing some
random
vowels up right now.
I'm going to... Oh, I'm going to... M-A-Y-S-T-I-R. I-E-R?
M-A-E-S-T-E-R.
That's what I was originally going to say.
This is
like a Meister, but a...
Wow. What are people texting in?
So, Eric. Oh, I'm supposed to say it like it's me. So, Eric, I just started watching Game of Thrones, and I have this fan theory.
Hit me.
I think...
Arya
is going to steal Jaime's face and kill...
Oh.
Cersei.
All right. Possible. I think Jamie might actually do it. He's sick of his He's sick of his sister's crap.
Yeah.
And that's his baby's mama too?
It's her brother and father of all of her children, who are mostly all dead.
Yeah.
Is that the meme where she's like, the girl's like, I thought you had three dragons. And the other girl's like, I thought you had three children. Okay. I've seen that meme show up so many times. I'm like, I don't get it.
But yes.
I will find that meme and share it with you. Because like, everyone's been sharing it. I'm like, I don't get it.
He's arguing.
Like, shame. Shame.
Oh, I know that. I know the shame lady. Because I want to be her if they do like Game of Thrones the musical. It's like, shame.
It'll be here.
Shame. Shame to your children.
What other theories do you have?
That's about it.
That's it? That was the only one? You got one?
Well, then
the
texts
are coming in. One.
You're so mad that no one's into the Game of Thrones like you are. I'll get there.
Don't worry about
it. Can I just watch this season and not care about...
No.
Wow. No.
Actually, you know what? Have your boyfriend summarize Game of Thrones for you in memes.
Well, there's also a 3-minute video on Facebook that says, Game of Thrones, seasons 1-7, so you can get caught up.
You can do that.
In 3 minutes.
Fine, do that.
Try it.
Do that. 9:24 with the morning reboot. Most liked tweet is on the way. Final couple minutes of the morning reboot, 9:39 on Q105. Eric Chase, Floyd, Ashley's here with us. If you want the full episode of today's show, get the podcast. Text Eric, E-R-I-C, to 419-240-1055 after 10 o'clock. You'll get the podcast link. If you text it now, you'll get the podcast link, and today's won't be up there yet. But there is an exclusive off-air podcast from Tuesday. So there's something extra there for you that we haven't done in quite some time. 9:40, before we do most liked tweet, are you you're sad that...
No, I'm okay.
No, you're definitely sad that Hot Dad was here yesterday when you weren't.
Oh, I am sad.
He smelled good, too. Smelled expensive.
You smell expensive, sir. Yeah, no.
What'd you say to me? You smell like...
You smell like expensive linens and mahogany.
They did.
My nose was... They were very
nice. They were good.
Was it like overpowering scent?
No, it was like... You know what it reminded me
of? Actually, for me it was, but I was in between two... I was the equator of two hemispheres.
Yeah.
So, but I wasn't mad about it.
Yeah.
And with these nostrils, anything is enough, okay?
Yeah. If you took my nose and my length and Floyd's girth and put our noses together, it would be bigger than that black hole.
Yeah, and if you put our noses together, there'd be no oxygen for nobody.
Eric and I would
be the only two humans left on the world.
Yeah.
Asthma attack, sorry.
What's going on for the rest of your day, Ashley?
I am heading to work. I've been working on the computer, but actually going into the building. Ooh, so that's my rest of the day.
Do you go in there and you see like new people or new people who don't recognize you?
Yeah.
Do you have a name tag?
Especially more now. No. I mean, I have one. I don't wear it.
What's your, like, everybody puts their best on social media. So there are no crappy pictures on the, on the Heights account, which I follow. And I've told you before is a well curated account.
Yeah.
What's really good to try and eat there or at Brim House?
So Brim House, I love the salad in their soup right now. It's like a portobello. No, it's like an onion soup, but they have this like goat cheese ball that goes in the middle.
Did you hear me perk up? Say it again. I love onion soup.
Yeah, it's like an onion soup, and there's like this goat cheese ball of goodness in the middle, and then it like you crack it. It's so good. Mm. Everything at Brim is really good. I've actually never had anything bad. They have a Reuben now.
Ooh, I love corned beef.
Oh, it's
hot or cold?
Good. Hot corned beef.
No sauerkraut.
I think there's like a little, but it's like not, it's a different kind of sauerkraut.
I've had a Reuben one time, and this, I don't know why I didn't bring this up when we talked about it. They didn't have sauerkraut on it, it was like a sauerkraut mayonnaise. Because I'm not a huge sauerkraut person, but like, it was good. Like, I was like, crunch. And I was like, oh, it's not overpowering like I thought it
would
be.
Yeah, like, and there's like this mustard. It's just so good. I love it.
I think some places will swap out sauerkraut and use coleslaw.
Coleslaw, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when it's Jewish corned beef, it's the best. Made out of real Jewish people. Really good. What about upstairs?
So I don't go upstairs as often just because it opens at 4 and I just go home.
Yeah.
But it's Sundays. No, all the time, all days. My favorite drink there is called the Whiskey Renaissance, and that's my favorite all time beverage.
What is it?
It's like a whiskey sour, but then they put Malbec on top.
Okay.
So it's good. It's
my favorite. I had when I went to.
They have a bunch of dips now and like a lamb fondue. Mm-hmm. So good. So good.
I want to say Mommy Bay, but no. The Bars Public House. You've been there, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They made a really decadent Manhattan, where it was like a Manhattan old fashioned mix. Very good.
Yeah. I love the old fashions are really good there, too. That's like actually what got me into them is them there.
I'm still waiting for the martinis to come back.
Yeah.
We don't live in a martini. I'm a martini guy in a whiskey world.
True.
We
total could, phased out.
Maybe like after like the uprising of downtown, we'll get a martini bar. Because I went to one in Philadelphia. I wish I could. When you said, I can't think of the name right now. It was by.
But it's just a whiskey world now. Yeah. Everything is dark liquor.
See, I like vodka. And that's why every time someone's like, do you want a shot? And I'm just like, yeah. And they're like, what are you doing? I always say vodka based. And I always get like the dirtiest look. I'm like, vodka is liquor water. You better leave me alone.
Vodka is timeless. Vodka is timeless.
Yeah.
All right, let's hit this.
Tweet, 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 tweet. They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it. The Morning Reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
May I?
Yes.
This one had like thousands of tweets and relikes, or tweets and likes, a good ratio. Mm-hmm. And I guess this is a popular person, Abby Huntsman.
Oh, she's from The View.
Oh, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. My dog was denied a bath and haircut this week because he needed updated shots, which I gladly took care of. Seems only reasonable to ask the same standard for schools with human beings. Call me crazy.
That's a good one, and I don't really agree with her, but I like that. So I found a tweet from you when you were a child.
Did you?
Yeah. 4-year-old, can we get a dog? Parent, I'm allergic. We can't be in the same house. 4-year-old, you can sleep outside.
It was...
That's totally Eric as a kid. You can sleep outside.
No, because it was my mom who was the dog lover.
Was it? Was it?
Yeah.
I still thought it was funny.
Tucker wants a cat.
Ooh. No.
Hard no.
Oh, but, I'm sorry. Cat's right. Crusaders, don't come after me. Yeah. But I'm allergic.
My mom's allergic, and she watches the kids, and she's like, no.
And they are less to take care of than a dog, I think.
Sometimes. Stefan has a cat, and it's a dog cat.
What does that mean?
It's a lap. It's a meower. It's like... What's happening, Eric?
I see the dog, but not the person.
Oh, that sounds like us. It's very people person. It doesn't run and hide. Hmm. It doesn't...
People friendly?
It is all in your business.
I like those cats.
Yeah.
Ashley, do you see the person with the dog?
The person's in the window.
Oh, how much is that person in the window?
Arf, arf.
Thanks for being here today. It's 9:45 now. Podcast. Text Eric to 419-240-1055. Tomorrow, no Philly Tea Friday. He has to work.
That's okay.
We'll get our fill of Philly tea another way. Not 5:45 tomorrow till 10 here on Q105. We'll be here then. We hope you join us on the Morning Reboot.
Q105.